have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. Give me a heart that is soft as a whisper. Amen. I love that particular song, my God, today. It blesses me every time I hear it by none other than Minstrel Appointed. Glory to God. God love you, woman of God, and so do I. So today, hallelujah, we just thank the Lord, hallelujah, that we are here today on Shabbat Saturday. This is Apostle Dawn, amen, also known as Apostle PD. Thank you so much for being with us today. And people of God, I have a question for you. I always ask this question. Did you know that we were created to worship the Lord? We were created, amen, to Shabbat him on today, to acknowledge him. The scripture says in Revelation 4:11, You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. And that just touches me in such a way. It makes me realize that, you know, he is all-encompassing, my God, today. He is the source of everything. And it says he created all things, and by his will they exist and were created, where we were created to worship. So on Shabbat Saturday, we give him a Shabbat, and we lift our hands, and we bless him, because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha, amen. He is Jehovah Makedesh, and we worship him because he created us for worship. Hallelujah. Well, hey, again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do here every Saturday in the name of Jesus. And you know, if you were to just look around you and see all that's going on, you would know that there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realm. And you and I have been given the authority to speak and say something, and that something should be the word of God, that we should Shabbat our awesome God and are able to encourage you, our listening audience, on today, because this is the day, and it's not cliche. This is the day you're breathing, amen. This is the day you can see. This is the day you are able to rise up out of your bed, amen, on your own ability. This is the day that the Lord has created just for you. This is the day that he has made just for me. And we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Glory to God. So today on Shabbat Saturday, I am so honored to be with you on this particular Elation Radio. Amen. And we thank God for our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. But we have a very special guest with us, because we're going to be talking about something that is very close to our hearts. Amen. And again, remember, we pray that you are inspired. We pray that you are encouraged. We pray that you are moved in the realm of his glory on today. So today joining me is Apostle June Thomas. Woman of God, are you with us? Hallelujah. Praise to God. Apostle June Thomas, would you give yourself a sound check? Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
You're breaking up a bit, but praise God. Please go somewhere where we can hear you distinctly and clearly. Amen. Because the word that's going to be talked about today, it is going to bless so many. Amen. And I'm praying that the Lord will allow us to, you know, us to just be vessels used of him mightily, and that he will have his way, amen, in all that is said and done here today on Shabbat Saturday. But, you know, Apostle, I think I shared with you, we talked about it some weeks ago about the wailing women, amen. And the question on the table for us today is, what time is it, and where are the wailing women? Where are the travailing men, amen? Especially with the current state of affairs in our nation, this world, amen, and particularly the calling of the wailing women for repentance revival that's going to occur this month. Are you there, Apostle June?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
I want to reach our audience, and then we'll go to a discussion. I want to reach our audience 1 Chronicles 12:32 in its context. It reads, "And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for hereto the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Saul, and the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000. which were expressed by name to come and make David king." Here's the scripture. "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, And all their brethren were at their commandment.
The question is, what time is it? Where are the wailing women?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason why I brought in that particular scripture from First Chronicles, amen, chapter 12, is that the particular tribe, the tribe of Issachar, they were chosen because of their unusual gift. The gift of discernment was given to the sons of Issachar. And now, looking current day, especially now, I think it's necessary as you know, children of God, but not only as children of God, but as wailing women, we should be able to discern the time. Glory to God. And I believe that some of us are failing to discern what God is doing in us and around us. Matthew 16, starting at verse 3, reads, "And in the morning it will be foul weather, sky is red. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?" And woman of God, I believe that the signs are actually yelling, they're screaming to the wailing women that we need to send up a particular sound into the heavens, as it's read in Jeremiah 9, amen, that we are called the cunning women, the skillful women, called to send up a sound. Because Jeremiah, albeit he was a weeping prophet, and he wailed and travailed, but he knew that in and of himself he could not send the sound that was needed in order to prevent death that was coming in at the window. Amen? June?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, amen. This is going to be a discussion, not necessarily me doing all the talking. Amen. But I the reason why I bring up that point again is because, you know, Jesus referred to this crowd as hypocrites. They know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky and the weather, but they could not interpret this present time. And all that is occurring in this present time is certainly indicative that the wailing women need to come forth. Amen?
Yes, that's true. At this time, if we look back in 1 Chronicles 12, we not only see those who know how to discern the time, which is a gift of the Spirit that we all need at this hour, especially in this hour. But if you look, many of them, they knew how to keep rank. They were skilled with the left hand and the right hand. They came with a single heart. Their hearts were not double-minded. They came with the idea of giving their gifts, giving their whatever possession that they had to help. And that's the kind of people we need in this hour. And what has happened to us, I think, is when COVID came, a lot of us fell out of habits that we had. And now we're seeing, were those habits God-driven? Or were they just driven by our own desires for fame, for notice? Is it God's desire that we be in the sanctuary, that we gather together, that we fulfill his commission? And this is a good time to examine our hearts, because we lost our way. We truly have. But we didn't just lost it at COVID. We lost it before. COVID just brought that fact out, that truth out, that a lot of us off the beaten path. You know, the Bible talks about the narrow path, how just few are on it. And I cried when I read that a couple of weeks ago. I was like, no, God, please, because of the blood, let there be a wider group of people coming into the narrow way. I'm not just going down the broad way. Too many are going down the broad way, especially in this hour. I think of it as a boxer. When that boxer gets into the ring, there's so many hecklers around, so many people to distract, so many calling names. But the trainer tells him, you focus on your trainer. You focus on your training, and you keep your eye on the mission. The mission is to be in that ring and be victorious. And that's what the women need in this hour. Not only women, but the men too. But we're talking about the women. We have that heart, the heart of God. I was thinking of that today. God didn't tell the woman, the wife, to love her husband. He told a man to love because we're natural lovers. And so we have that heart for God and for God's people. And so, yes, we need to get back on the wall. We need to get back to crying. We need to get back to reexamining ourselves under the microscope of the Holy Spirit and see where are we in this hour. Are we indeed hypocrites? Or are we following the master, being his ambassador, and doing his bidding? That's the hour we're in right now. And it got a lot crazier to get for those, the Bible says, and I think Psalm 63, in a dry land because they refuse to follow God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's interesting. Yes, amen. You mentioned focus on the mission and how he specifically called, Jeremiah had the discernment to call forth the wailing women. The mourning women is what he called them, that they may come and send for, you know, the cunning women, that they may come and make haste and wail for the people, skillful
yes.
in that regard. And it's interesting that, I mean, there was a lot of devastation occurring that he could see as he wept for his nation, that the Spirit of God, they had angered the Spirit of God because of their decision to turn, he said, proceed from to evil to evil, as if they did not know him. And so even now, it grieves my spirit, Apostle. It really does that, you know, that even those who give themselves the labels and the titles, and they're so caught up in their agendas and their platforms, forgetting the heart of God and what really matters is his people and them staying in position and on the wall. Yes, indeed, we need to re-examine ourselves. Amen. And I'm so, so grateful that even right now there's this tightness in the spirit well where you have to come into alignment or you'll find yourself on the outskirts of the will of God.
Yes, yes. And that's why I think I want to use the analogy of the boxer, because he has to go through intensive training. He has to do things that are so outside of who he's used to being, and that's how we are with the Spirit. The Spirit has trained us, hopefully, through the Word of God and told us, this is what will happen. This is what I want you to do. This is what. And we need to get back to that place of obeying the Spirit and not doing our own things for people to come, doing our own things for fancy buildings, doing our own things. For whatever reason, we've got to get back to the gospel. We just do. This is no time for fooling around.
No, there isn't. Amen. There isn't. And you know, I like the idea that, you know, in the word obedience, there is the word die. Mm. And,
yes.
and the entire essence of that meaning that, you know, no, I no longer live, but Christ that liveth in me, hallelujah, the hope of glory. I can just discern, or just in my reading from what occurred in 1 Chronicles 12, we saw that, you know, prior to that, I mean, he was making a distinction between all these groups of people, and they had all of these gifts they were bringing to the table to assist him, but he knew how to distinguish the sons of Issachar from the ranks of others that had very unique and specific and needed unusual gifts, but they had the gift of discerning and understanding what was needed, what effort, that effort that the Lord wanted them to perform. And I believe the Father is speaking specifically to the wailing women and the travailing men, that we need to stand up on our knees. We need to be in positions. And if I had to, you know, just make some specific points of then what are those efforts? Because I'm so tired of seeing death cut off, even the youth from without and the young men in the streets. Amen. God has marked sin, and death has indeed crept into our windows. You know, you said the night is far gone, the day is at hand. You paraphrase. And scripture tells us, you know, again and again, and in Jeremiah, it's even emphasized, shall I not visit them for these times? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? My God, today, if there was ever a time for us to get it right, wailing women, we are the cunning women. We are the skillful women. We have the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God. You know, and I believe the Lord is not schizophrenic, and he is not short-sighted. All things are made well in him. You know, in my reading, John 14:16, who says that the Holy Spirit is our helper and our teacher, and we should be able to discern the time, and I know how and when, you know, we are to send forth a sound, and a sound of emergency on behalf of our nation needs to be declared and sounded now, woman of God. There is a 911 in the spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why,
yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah, the Lord of hosts says, consider ye and call for the mourning women that they may come. Hallelujah. That they may come and send for the cunning women, that they may come and let them make haste. Hallelujah. And take the wailing for us. You know, it's so easy in our present day to be preoccupied, so preoccupied with our daily lives that we fail to discern what God is doing around us and in us and what he wants to do through us. Amen?
Yes. I think God can do everything himself, but he chose us. He chose a people to be his hands, his feet, his voice. And he gave us a commission. And if ever there was a time that it needs to be followed, it's now. And he's so gracious to give us all these events around us to warn us. They're signs of the times. To warn us that night is short. It's coming to an end. The day is coming to an end. And we need to get in there and do what we need to do. Because once night comes, we can't do anything else. That's the end. So, yes, it's time for us to get back on the wall. It's a strong warning right now, a very stern, strong warning.
Amen. Amen. I mean, scripture, even scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, is confirming itself and telling us that when when we see the sign of his coming, the end of the age, you know, he says, see that no one leads you astray. You know, don't listen to the voice of a stranger. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and many will be led astray. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, my God, today. And he said, don't be alarmed, but if anything, it's giving us our marching orders. We know what's needed. We know what is needed. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Famines, earthquakes in various places. This is the beginning of birth pains, I believe, woman of God. I can see that God is clearly letting us know in this season that he is doing, I should say, a shift. There is a shift that is going on in the spirit, and we can see it. I know you can see it. What's going on in the natural, we can sense even the more of the shift that is taking place in the spirit right before our eyes. But we that have been called in certain positions, operating in the gift of discernment with certain, you know, certain specific specific, you know, tasks to do, assignments, I should say, to do, because of the anointing that is on our lives, and particularly the sons of Issachar knew what to do. Glory to God. Yes. But we, you and I, as wailing women, or even just people of God, the body of Christ, we need to do the same. What are we to discern about our current climate and our culture? Well, I think it's important for us to know that we need to truly fix not only our eyes, but our lives on Jesus. The Word says he's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We need to be fixing our lives on him. Glory to God. Be tied to his presence. Be tied to the presence of God so you'll know what sound needs to be going forth out of your mouth as you're in his presence. Make it a priority now, women of God. Wailing women, travailing men. My God, today, be tied and bound to God's presence. Hallelujah. And be led wherever he leads you, and where he leads you may be a place of discomfort. I know that I'm finding that out, because it's not always the most popular thing. Amen?
I think I want to encourage also to remember that even remembering with Gideon, just a few, sometimes just a few will turn out, and we can't get discouraged because of it. We have to do our work and understand even with two, he can work.
Yes.
He just needs us to agree with him.
Glory to God. Amen.
Don't
even Gideon himself.
Say no.
Glory to God. Gideon himself, woman of God, and it's something that I shared with the listening audience some weeks ago, understood that it was not in the numbers, my God, today.
No.
That it was
in
his own
sensibility.
That's right. But he was, what, obedient, even in spite of those who he was defending would not assist him in just even giving him bread for his 300. He did not become discouraged. He still pursued the two kings, glory to God. And he prevailed, glory to God.
Yes.
We don't need anyone's applause, hallelujah, glory to God. We don't need anyone to affirm us. We don't need them to celebrate us in our decision to trust and obey God. What you really need to know, hallelujah, and to do, is that you are walking in complete obedience and compliance to every instruction that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And what he would have you to do in that season, because there's always a season on the instruction. Hallelujah. And I just recently learned that lesson, my God, today. But certainly this is the timing and the season of the wailing women being called forth. The time is now, because the day is far gone and the night is spent. It is time for us, for all of us, stir up our gifts, to travail, to mourn, intercession, warfare. Do what God is calling you to do. It is no longer time for, what, hesitation or trepidation. The time is now to go forth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And I know that God has placed something inside of you and I that no one else can do, woman of God. We are his forerunners. Amen. We are a forerunner that is ushering in a movement of God, Jesus' presence, just like John the Baptist. Hallelujah. It may not be popular. Glory to God. Some people may not understand it. But the most important thing is that you can say that I obeyed God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In your knowing, you know the voice of God. And you know the voice of God, and you follow it in these days, because there are so many voices in the land, so many distractions, so much chaos, you know. And what really touched my heart, particularly this weekend, is that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord said to me personally, he said, you must not just only be committed to the assignment. but by every instruction that proceeds after it. And I really had to just quiet myself because, you know, even in the instruction that was given to Abraham, check this out. He heard the instruction that God was going to give him a son, I mean, the promise. But he also heard the instruction that the Lord said, kill your son.
Yes.
Now, remember, shortly after that, there came another instruction, which was a reversal. The Lord said, don't kill your son. So it's like we hear every word and we follow therein. It's like we don't look to the left or to the right, but keep our eyes fixed on him, on his word, on his instruction, led by the Holy Spirit. Because even in the reversal that he did within the revival that we're having, moving it to a new venue, and then the outcome was just quite surprising. But the Lord said, you continue to stay focused and do what I've told you to do. This is your assignment. This is a mandate. It is not just a gathering. It is not just a meeting. This is something that I've ordained, and it is bigger than you, bigger than the people that you've called to join you in this mandate. And I'm telling you, that just humbled me and made me just quiet my soul. And everything that he says, woman of God, I say, yes, Lord, now. Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Know
yes.
the voice of the Lord sometimes, and obey it.
Yes, and sometimes we just need to gather and speak into the atmosphere, giving him that legal, so to speak, right to act on behalf of those words coming out of our mouths, so we can look to people and be upset because they don't obey and show up.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you hit something very key. Speak the word in order to not only affect but effect the atmosphere. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because all authority and power has been given to us through his Holy Spirit. Amen. We speak the word and we bless the Lord for the word that is what? Effective and powerful. Oh my God! What this one part of that scripture that really just blows my mind, that it is able to discern the intent of the heart. The intent of the heart. It is able to discern the intent of the heart of the people, and I was saying, Lord, just stir that up in me ever the more that I may be able to discern the hearts of those who you have placed in my circle. Glory to God. And think of the circle of influence that we as women of God, as the willing women, as the travailing men have. Hallelujah. When we send up a sound into the heavens, the impact that that has on the body of Christ, on our nation, hallelujah, as we pray for and labor and fast for the advancement of his kingdom, for his agenda in this season. I tell you, I am looking for mass deliverances, mass healings, and mass repentance, woman of God, as we co-labor with him. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And with that, I'm going to yield the mic to you, woman of God. If you would have any closing words, amen, or something else that's on your heart regarding this matter. Most importantly, knowing the voice of God and obeying it and discerning and listening for his voice and knowing what he would have for us to do in relation to what is happening around us. And I am very much aware that the Lord never, he's not reactive. He's responsive. He responds. He doesn't react. Hallelujah. And he wants us to do the same as we stay in position and as we're postured on the wall. So, woman of God, I yield the mic to you.
I think you said it all and so well, too. Yes, this is the day. This is the hour. There are a lot of distractions around us. And so hopefully we've been in the Word with the Holy Spirit. So we remember what he says and we listen to it and we follow it and we just obey. This is the time to obey. not to be distracted, not to be discouraged. And this is the time to gather together. That's where we get our strength from each other. That's how God ordered it. So, yeah, I want to encourage people to get back into church again, the church where God sent you. Yes.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. If anything, I think that he is sending us forth to raise up the foundations of many generations, that we are indeed the restorers of the breach. Hallelujah, in our nation. And wailing women, when God calls you and you respond, he chooses you for a kingdom mandate. Amen. They that God has ordained and anointed know to answer the call. And we do indeed have a certain sound. I'm telling you, I am a witness. So do not doubt what God has released this afternoon. Amen. The woman of God, we both concur that he is doing a shift. Amen. The question is, what are you doing? What time is it? And what are you doing, wailing women? What are you doing, travailing men? What is your posture? Are you on the wall? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are being shifted into a new season. Indeed, there is a shift in the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we are at our, I believe it, woman of God, just, you know, like there's going to be this tsunami of his glory. Hallelujah. That's going to manifest in this earth realm. It's already hit the West Coast. I just heard Mario Morello, I believe it's Mario Morello. I'm not sure. Amen. Mentioned he had a tent meeting up in Northern California. Glory to God. And there was such a powerful move of God. The Holy Spirit came in and many were slain in the spirit. Hallelujah. The creative miracles of God took place in a tent. Hallelujah. In a tent. Glory to God. So I believe that this is the season, this is the hour that he's going to demonstrate and manifest his mighty power released in his word. As we send up a sound, wailing women, your obedience to God brings the difference, brings the blessing for this nation. But you must be in the posture of obedience in the name of Jesus. And you know, Apostle, of course, hallelujah, I would be remiss if we did not take time out to make an offer the sinner's prayer for those who have been walking in disobedience or those who don't even know Jesus, amen, as their personal Lord and Savior and do not have an intimate relationship with him, but to gain a relationship with him that they may learn of him, amen, and his desire for their life. Would you be so kind as to lead us in the sinner's prayer?
Amen. So anyone who is listening, the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart. Maybe you haven't done all that you need to do. Maybe you've allowed fear to come in. Maybe you've walked away from God. Maybe you don't know this Jesus, this God who loves you so much that he gave his life for you. So I want to encourage you, turn your heart to him now. And follow him in prayer with me. You can repeat after me. Lord, I believe that you took all my sins on yourself on the cross. I believe that, Lord, you died for me. I believe that as I turn my heart to you and allow you to come in, allow your Holy Spirit to come in, that I am saved from my sin, and headed for heaven and a life with you right here on this earth. So Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. Turn myself to you. Turn me to you. Show me what you would like for me to do. And I thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. This is just the beginning. If your heart is sincere, the Holy Spirit will show you what to do. I want to encourage you to find a sanctuary where they preach the Bible, the truth of God's word, where Jesus is the center of everything. And join yourself with them. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you so much for joining me on today. In the name of Jesus, listen, everyone. You have now made a declaration, and you have now come into the family. You have been embraced by the Father. He calls you no longer a stranger, but a friend. Hallelujah. And you are joint heirs with him now. If you don't have a church home and you need more information, please don't neglect to reach out to us, and we'll be sure to connect you with a church or a ministry in your local area. Amen. That can minister to you right where you're at. Glory to God. And make it a priority to become intimate with him. Amen. Learn of him and his desire for your life in the name of Jesus. Well, woman of God, I believe the Holy Spirit has said that he wants us to remain focused. Amen. Let our eyes be fixed. Stay in position. Stay on the wall. Get back in alignment. Get it right. Get right with God. Amen. Listen, everyone. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that the word that has been released in your hearing on today, hallelujah, that it will increase and that there may be a manifestation of great exploits in your life, because he is God Almighty, all-knowing, hallelujah. And wailing women, hearken and heed unto this word that has been spoken to you today. Come forth now. If you'd like to join us, we will be, hallelujah, meeting in Rockville, Maryland, on March the 29th through the 31st, glory to God. And we pray, as you look for the flyer, amen, and the promotions that are going forth in on the broadcast, amen, and on Facebook, PD Westbrook, amen, and Voices of the Believer on your webpage, on your Facebook page, Apostle, where we'll have the flyer posted as well, glory to God, to give you more information. And we pray that this word, amen, this sharing that we've done, hallelujah, that it has touched you, touched the life and nature of God in you. Change is taking place now, people of God. There is a shift, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, that is taking place. Expect to experience a great manifestation of his power and his presence in the days to come, in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you again, Apostle June Thomas, for being here with us on today. Please tell the listening audience. Can you share with us some information about your ministry and how people can connect with you if they're interested?
We are so happy that February the 21st of 2022 has been 20 years since we've been
following. Amen.
Saying the Lord, yes, amen.
Wow, yes, that's awesome.
It is. It really is. 20 years. Yes, we can be reached at 757-447-1079 or on Facebook at Voice to the Believer Ministries. God has been good to us, and we look forward to doing his work. The days are short, so we know the time is urgent. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Apostle June Thomas. And we bless the Lord for you, and we love you, and we look forward to you being with us March the 29th through the 31st. Glory to God. And people of God, I'll... Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you. Time out of your schedule, Apostle, and our listening audience. And Dr. Kimmy Kim, thank you for the Elation Radio family, for this platform. Amen. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you. Hallelujah. And continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. And again, thank you, listening audience. Hallelujah. I am your host, Apostle Dawn, also known as PD Westbrook. Amen. For those who may want to contact me, you can reach me on Facebook, hallelujah, at PD Westbrook, and at 202 441-9202 if you'd like information regarding the revival, amen, or any additional information regarding our speakers or hotel accommodations. And please join us and come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great Elation Station. Amen. Again, thank you, Dr. Kenny Kim, for your example. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
It was your love that lifted me. 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 When I couldn't take it. When I couldn't make it. Oh, when I couldn't take it. Yes, when I can make it, oh, what love, yes, what peace, yes, what joy he gives. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the people. Heard my despairing cry from the water. He lifted me. gifted me. What love, what love, what love. What love has set me free.